Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. You can visit www.blogtalkradio/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we took a rich and empowering look at the subject of building, and we discussed it's time to build. Here's a quick summary just to give you a little taste of what you missed or to review what we discussed. Having a clear blueprint, your vision was key. Preparation, that pre-stage for building, is something that you have to take a closer look at and make sure that you have those things that are required in place. Evaluation, you have to evaluate the capacity, the strength, the durability of your building process, and ultimately then you start your building with your foundation, your framing, your finishing, etc. If you missed it, again, you can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we continue in our Shape Up series as we are shaping up to win, shaping up to work it now. We're taking a deeper look at who's in your circle. This is a rich subject, I have to tell you. So allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will, of course, open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we truly love and we enjoy. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at that time. Don't be scared. It's a safe space, so we want you to know that as your questions are coming up or you have a comment, make a note, and we will definitely invite you to share at that time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment, as we always do, to invite someone to share in tonight's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, do a quick message, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Without further ado, we're going to jump in and begin to discuss, as we shape up today in our Shape Up series and win, who's in your circle. I encourage you to get your notepad, pen, tablet, iPad, laptop, desktop, whatever you need to get ready to capture the notes of the richness of what we will be sharing on today. Who is in your winner's circle? We're talking about the power of the right circle. I shared a beautiful post, I believe it was last week, on Facebook and through the social media that said, surround yourself with the dreamer and the doer, the believer and thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who seek greatness in you. And so today we're going to take a closer look at what should this circle of success, this winner circle that you have around you, actually look like. What I've grown to learn to be true on my journey, and you know Coach Adams is always one to share what she's grown to know to be true on her journey, is that your winner circle, or the circle of individuals that you have around you, can truly make or break your vision. What I've grown to learn to be true is that who is in your circle can make or break you as it relates to your vision and the fulfillment of that. Why? Because of their point of view and the words that they speak into your life and into your vision, into your goal, based on their point of view. So I want to evaluate our circles today. We're going to talk about each of these various areas that were just mentioned. We're going to take a look at the dreamer, the doer, the believer, the thinker. Of course, you want those cheerleaders in your life that think you're great and will continuously speak life into your life in that area. But I want to start off by really discussing the dreamer, because it's important, and I often use the analogy from the movie Meet the Fockers, and I reference the character that was in this particular movie, Meet the Fockers, and they talked about the circle of trust, the circle of trust. And so when I'm speaking this, and some may be saying, wow, Coach Adams, I've heard this. Can you give me a new approach? And I'm definitely going to give you a new approach. But I want us to be reminded that we may hear something. We'll hear it from a different point of view, and it's important to be reminded of certain things so that we can evaluate this on our journey. Because there is great significance in the individuals that you have in your circle. meaning that you're in the middle and you have these particular individuals around you. Now, as it relates to the dreamer, this dreamer is a visionary. The dreamer is one who has grand ideas that appear impractical. Notice I said appear impractical. You know, it was said that Walt Disney, for example, was a great dreamer. So you want those individuals in your life that will stretch you out of your comfort zone. You yourself may be a great visionary, but you want to have other dreamers in your circle positioned around you. Because as it relates to you birthing your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living your dream, if you have this great dream, as we've talked about in previous installments of Shaping Up, that if you have this great dream and the people around you can't see it, they will cause you, based on the words that they speak, they will cause you to potentially abort this vision because you think it's too great. And if you have other people that are saying that it's not doable, those individuals are now speaking death into your vision, and you start to doubt and you start to question because it was already big, the magnitude of it was already grand and huge. And so when people tell you you can't, you start to say, you know what, they're probably right. And so as it relates to the winner's circle that you want to position around you, if you don't already have these individuals in your life, you want to seek them out because you want to make sure that in your circle of influence, you have the right circle because this circle is powerful. And so you want to look at, who do I have in my circle? Well, number one that you should have on your pad that you're making a note about is you want to have a dreamer in your midst. That person that is likened to a Walt Disney, they have these grand ideas. When you think about who has not been to a Disneyland somewhere around the world, and when you think about the ideas of what we experience, for example, it's a small world. Every aspect of those details came from the mind of a dreamer, of that visionary. That visionary may not be able to crystallize it all, but they have ideas. They are the one that will dream those grand ideas. They see every intimate detail of that. Those dreamers are beneficial in your circle. You yourself may be a dreamer, may be a visionary in your area, but you want to have others in your circle because as you're dreaming, you want to be able to dream with other dreamers. You know, I went out to dinner last night with a very dear friend of mine to a restaurant that their friend owns, and we were looking around. It was my first time being at this particular location, and we were talking about how the details of this space, the flooring, the artwork, everything, how the owner literally saw every detail. And, you know, I remember the conversation and saying they're a visionary, they're a dreamer, and there are different levels of visionary, there are different levels of dreamer. But ultimately, in your sphere of influence, in your circle of trust, in those individuals that are around you, you want to make sure that you have in position at least one dreamer who shares in that mindset of a visionary. What are we talking about today on Motivational Mondays? We're really making a connection with who's in your winner's circle, and we're talking about the power of the right circle. We've established that it's key to have dreamers, visionaries. You know, I love it that in my circle I can start, as I was preparing today, I was thinking about, okay, who's my visionary, who's my this, who's my that. And a dear friend of mine, truly, I can tell you that they are one that stretches me out of my comfort zone, the capacity, because they are truly a dreamer, a visionary. Who's the dreamer in your circle? Who's that individual that is a visionary? Food for thought, as we process around this power of the right circle today on Motivational Monday. Then we want to establish and look at, because remember, we open today with some powerful nuggets around a post. And this post was, surround yourself with the dreamers. We've talked about the dreamers. Surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see greatness within you. We're going to talk about those individuals in your circle who see greatness in you, but first we're going to talk about the different layers of those individuals that you should, without question, position yourself and have them in your midst as a part of your circle of influence. Now, you may have some of these characteristics yourself, and I hope that you do, but I want you to know that you can't be an island unto yourself. You can't do it all by yourself. So there definitely are individuals that will have to join in partnership with you that you'll have to bring on to assist you. So you want to make sure that you're clear on what should these individuals look. Talked about the dreamer, which is a visionary. The doer. The doer, this individual gets it done. They get things done with vigor and with efficiency. Generally speaking, this is the administrative arm, that support. They are the supporter. They are the worker bees. You can give them an assignment and they will, with vigor and efficiency, they will follow through. You know, many visionaries are not great doers. They come up with the grand ideas and the mind, but they have to have the right people positioned around them. And many would have the vision, but it falls short because they're not able to convert and do what is needful in those small details of getting it done. That's why making sure that in your circle, you have the doer. Because, again, this individual, their area of expertise is in getting things done with vigor and efficiency. They are that administrative arm of support that you can give them the task, and they are like a little worker bee. They will get it done. They are there to support you with your vision. Who are those doers that you have in your circle? If you don't have the doers, you're going to find yourself getting so stretched beyond your capacity because you're trying to be the visionary. You're trying to do it all, and things will fall through the cracks, or you will just burn out on your vision. If you begin to share your vision with the right people, you will find that there are individuals that have areas of expertise and they want to walk alongside with you. They want to support you in your vision if they just simply have the opportunity to do so. So you want to make sure that as it relates to this circle of influence, that you have a balance of these various areas if you don't seek them out. Why do you want to seek them out? So that they can support you. You may look at, for example, if you need a doer and the doer needs the supporter, the encourager, whatever it is, that you say, hey, can we think about doing commerce here? Is there a way that we can exchange gifts so that we both get what we need? You know, it's amazing. As you put it out there, how many people would say, I want to support your vision. And you as a visionary, you have the visionary mind, but you are not going to be able to necessarily in your own power and might get everything done. You will need support. But I want you to be encouraged to know that as you step out and move, there are people in position that would say, how can I help? I want to help. Maybe you have to get them bought into how they can help within their capacity. So you want to have the dreamers in your circle. You want to have the doers in your circle. Now, you may have a blend of this all on your own. You may be a dreamer, a visionary. You may be able to do it administratively, but you also want to expand outside of your own borders. Because when you expand outside of your own borders, what happens is you're able to maximize and expand your time. For example, I have a wonderful administrative support that when I need to make very specific phone calls, they're able to do that for me. We're having a time coming up soon that we'll need that support. But I say that in that this individual is such a blessing because it supports me in being able to expand time. That's just one area that I'm speaking of just to give an illustration and an example. And they're really anointed in that area. People constantly are commenting on that call that really blesses them. So I want you to know that these are ways that the doers can support you. Maybe they are, you know, in a capacity where they are simply desiring just to be a support. Do you know the validation that that will give someone to be able to be a doer for your vision? Do you know how honoring it is if you have other dreamers and they're able to help you expand your vision with a vision that they've gotten that they may not be looking to run with, but they can see because they're a dreamer, they're a visionary, they can see and add for your vision. So again, we want to make sure that we really take a close look at those individuals who are in position in our circle and understand their role, because that dreamer supports with stretching you out of your comfort zone, and we always have to be stretched out of our comfort zone. Do you want to have that quote-unquote Walt Disney in your midst that would say, we can design and come up with a Disneyland, and it's a small world, and it's all of these various details that at one time it seemed impossible. Who would even think of all those details? But yet that dreamer came up with it. When Steve Jobs came up with Apple Macintosh, woo, he was a dreamer. A personal computer, putting, you know, iPad, iPod, all of those things, that was a dreamer's mindset. But yet they were created. And he had to have the right people positioned around him, the right people that could now take it and do it. He was a visionary. He didn't have all of the wherewithal to do it himself, but he had to have the right circle of influence around him, and that's what we're talking about. As you pursue your dreams, as you work your vision and fight to live out your dreams, you want to make sure that you have the right circle for success positioned around you. And that's what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. The dreamer is that visionary. The doer is the individual that gets things done. They know how to get it done. They get it done with vigor, and efficiently. Then you have to have, and you may find that you have one person that operates in several roles that we're talking about for you today. You may have someone that's a dreamer that may also operate in the next capacity that we're about to talk about. You may have someone that is a doer that may also act in another capacity that we're talking about. So know that it may not be found in one person, so exclusively. You may find it in several different people. You may have that one person has several characteristics of it. The key of understanding and that we want to stay mindful of is that you want to make sure, because we're talking about having the right circle around you for success, that you ultimately identify the individual or individuals that serve and act in each of these capacities for you. Let's be reminded of what we're fighting to establish today. We want to surround ourselves with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers. But most of all, we want to surround ourselves with those who see greatness within you. If someone doesn't see greatness within you, you need to instantly cut them off. They shouldn't be anywhere near your circle. Why? Because you are diminishing your value. You're discounting yourself. You know, I was having a conversation with someone recently, and they really helped me to see this at a different level. Because we were talking about, for example, handbags. And we were talking about that Louis Vuitton bags, for example, absolutely never go on sale. Never, ever go on sale. Now, I want me a Louis, but Louis never goes on sale. So when you buy a Louis Vuitton or you see someone with a Louis Vuitton, for example, that individual, if it's a real Louis Vuitton, they have paid a fair market value to carry that brand. If the people in your circle don't see your value, stop doing your work. Now, I love Coach Bag. I have several Coach Bags. I have a great gift giver that's been in my life, very dear friend of mine. And so when I say that, I'm sharing that I love the designer bag of Coach. Coach often goes on sale. In addition to that, guess what? They have an outlet. And so when you know your value, not to say that Coach doesn't know their value, but they discount that brand. But there are certain brands that you never see on sale. And we have to know our value. Don't miss the point. Don't get caught up in the Louis Vuitton or the Coach and miss it. What we're understanding is that we need to know our value, the value of our brand. Now, if you give someone a special love offering or whatever it is to support and be a part of your circle, know why, but don't diminish your value. If they don't see the greatness in you, don't try to sell your greatness. Don't try to make them see your greatness. They obviously are not the right individual to be in your circle. Doesn't mean you have to be rude or nasty. You just need to know your value. And when you are growing in your journey, on your journey, more specifically, when you are growing on your journey and you are fighting, do you know that it's a fight? We've talked about this in previous episodes, that to manifest one's vision, it is a fight. And so the fight, the battle is tough enough than to have the wrong people in your circle that make the battle even greater. And that's why it was important to Coach Adams today to really say, let's step back. Let's evaluate our circle. Let's determine, do I have the right sphere of influence around me? Am I around the right network of people? Do I have the dreamers that are visionaries in my circle? Doesn't take but one. Do I have the doers in my circle? Again, doesn't take but one good doer. Do I have the believers? And when we're talking about having the believers, We're talking about having those individuals or that individual that has confidence and faith, that shares your conviction without absolute proof that you're on the right track, but they believe in you. Even if they don't understand it all, they believe in you. They support you. They're your biggest cheerleader, saying, you can do it. I may not get it all. As long as you get it, I believe in you. Or do you have those people that are telling you, girl, wait a minute now, what you trying to do here? Because this really doesn't make sense. You trying to start a what without no money? You need money. You don't need people like that in your circle, because there will be many times on your journey when you will be required to stretch and challenge yourself, can I move forward despite what I see logically? And I say that being a believer, that my journey is a journey of faith. And I've grown to learn that logic is in rebellion to faith. And I'm not saying that we don't have to take a calculated risk. I believe in it. I'm not saying that you don't have to write out your plan. You should write out your plan. But I know that there are times when all of the I's will not be dotted, all of the T's will not be crossed because of it being a faith journey. If before I started the journey, I could dot all the I's and cross all the T's in my natural, I wouldn't need supernatural to connect with my natural to do supernatural things. And so, say that, I want you to know that, please understand, don't take it out of context what I'm saying. Because it's not about just flying off the handle and being reckless. You make a calculated decision, but in making that calculated decision, yes, there's going to be a gray area of variance that you walk in because it is a journey of faith. And I hope that you're connecting with, and that is truly making sense with you. I am clear on what I'm efforting to convey, and I trust that you're making the connection with me. So you want to make sure that you have individuals that, even if it doesn't all make sense for them, because it's not their vision. And what's most important is not that the details of your vision make sense to others, but that it makes sense to you. And what's key is to have individuals that, even though they don't have the proof, because it's without absolute proof that you're on the right track and doing the right thing, but they believe in you and they trust what you believe. They have confidence in what you believe, and they share in your convictions of that. May not understand it. It's not logical when you're talking about belief and having someone that would be a believer in your corner as it relates to your vision and the willingness to support you and be your biggest cheerleader. Rah, rah, go for it. You can do it, coach. Go for it. You can do that wind shot. Go for it. You can do it. Whatever it looks like, that you have those individuals that say, I believe in the vision. And when people are believers, guess what happens? Because they believe and have the confidence in your vision, interestingly enough, people will start sowing into the vision. They want to help this vision manifest. Because of your strong convictions, you have what one would say corridored them. You've gotten them to buy into your belief that it is possible. Imagine, if you will, going back to Walt Disney. He had to get others to buy into his belief that it's possible. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is possible. And so you, being the one that has the conviction, you get others to now draw into your conviction. And they now say, how can I support your vision? I'm a believer. I want to, what can I do? You can do it. How can I be a support in this process? So we're talking about your circle, this power of having the right circle. If you don't have these elements within your circle, you want to seek them out. You want to position yourself because your winner's circle is key. Your winner's circle will either support you in your vision living, or your winner's, your circle, and I don't want to say winner's circle because it's a winner's circle if it's supporting you in your vision winning, living. If you're in the wrong circle, that circle will cause you to abort your baby, to abort your vision, cause you to quit with your vision. So you have to make sure that you have positioned around you the dreamers, as we talked about, which are those visionaries. Ooh, gotta love the dreamers. They stretch our capacity. They stretch us out of our comfort zone. One would say, for example, like with Walt Disney, he was living in fantasy land. Well, guess what? He created a fantasy land. And so his mindset was in the right place because of what he created. But ultimately, in understanding this mindset of a dreamer, it's this mindset that appears to be impractical. I love it when I have impractical mindset thinkers around me. Why? Because it helps me to stretch to a different level in my vision. It helps me to see things at a different level, to not limit. There are no limits, but so often from our own point of view or the limited point of view of others, we put limits on our vision. We put limits on our goals. We put limits on our dreams. That's why you want to have a dreamer in your midst. You want to have, as a recap, those doers in your midst, those individuals that are able to get it done. You know, it's nothing like having someone that says, I'll do it, and they don't follow through. So you don't want to have that type of individual because they will sabotage your vision. They'll keep saying, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, and they don't get it done. And you'll look up, and sometimes you have to make difficult decisions. If a person is saying, I'm a doer, I'll get it done, and they're not getting it done because ultimately, each and every one of us, we are responsible for the vision that has been given to us, that has been entrusted. It doesn't matter if the doer didn't follow through. It doesn't matter if the whoever else didn't follow through. We are still responsible. And so if the individuals that are saying they're going to do it and they don't, you have to evaluate, where do I need to make a shift so that you can have, again, the right people positioned around you that will get it done. Coach Adams, by the way, is looking for more doers. So if you feel inclined and want to sow some time, let me know. Call me offline, 310-289-2101. Not afraid to say, I'm looking for support, 310-289-2101. Just a shameless little plug there. I'm looking for some doers. And if you feel inclined to support the vision, give me a call. Let's talk about doing it and getting it done. The believers. The believers have the confidence and the faith. They share in your vision without the proof. They don't know that it's going to happen. Like my first wind shop, the people didn't know it was going to happen. And I thank God for those that rallied around me, the Pearl International Media Group, grateful for Pearl, rallying around me saying, you can do it, Coach Adams, for the Miss Regina saying, you can do it, Coach Adams, and the various people, the Marcus Bright, you can do it, Coach Adams, being the cheerleader and the encouragers to say, you can do it. I know it doesn't seem logical, and where is the budget? Oh, you don't have a budget? Wait a minute, but let us support you. You believe in it. We believe in you. We support you in moving forward. You got to have those believers. You have to have those thinkers. We talked about the dreamers. We talked about the doers. We talked about the believers. You have to have those thinkers. Now, the thinker is that rational mind that is good at reasoning and making decisions objectively and evaluating. The thing about this is you don't want to get stuck in that rational mind, but you need that rational mind because, of course, for example, you need someone to say, you need to outline a budget. You can't get stuck by the budget if God has called you to launch that vision, but you do need to evaluate that. So you need the thinkers. The thinkers will challenge you to think through greater details that you may not have thought about. But you don't want to get stuck in that rational mind of the thinker, because remember, we stated that logic is in rebellion to faith. So if you are on a faith journey, you have to be careful. This is a difficult balance, and it is one that you have to really balance gingerly, because you don't want to get too on this side with the thinker and the analytical mind and processing and analysis of paralysis. At the same time, you don't want to be reckless. So you have to find that nice balance between the two, but you need those thinkers, that rational mind that can really assist you to process through. They're good at reasoning and making decisions objectively, and they're able to evaluate. So you need that. It's key. You need it, but you also have to stay mindful of the balance in it. What are we talking about today on Motivational Mondays as we're preparing to open the lines up to hear your thoughts, your questions, your comments around today's circle? Who's in around today's subject? Who's in your winner's circle? We're talking about the power of the right circle, that circle of trust, those individuals that are speaking life into your vision. Those words that are being spoken, that are being deposited in your emotional bank account, are key. And we want to make sure that we have the right people positioned in our circle for success. Those right people we're mentioning this evening, that we're saying you want to make sure you have this person in your back pocket. You want to have the dreamer. You want to have the doer. You want to have the believers. You want to have the thinkers. We're going to pause for just a moment, because this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We ask that you now, if you want to chime in, and we encourage it, it's a safe space, don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will add you to the host. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you are at your electronic device. You do need to call in, meaning if you're on your iPad or your laptop or your desktop listening in through the internet, you have to call in, and you would dial 516-453-9374. 516-453 is our dial-in number. 9374, and you would again press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. Don't be shy. It's a safe space. Maybe you want a little coaching today to assist you with a challenge of who's in your circle. Now is the time. Ask your question or share your wisdom live with us on tonight's subject. We invite you to do so. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in today's Shape Up and Win series as we're talking about the power of the right circle. I'm curious to know, as you evaluate, as you're listening in, do you have these individuals positioned around you? For those that are saying, I'm fighting to crystallize my vision, I'm fighting to achieve my goals and to live my dreams, do you recognize and see that you have these individuals positioned around you? Surround yourself, again, with the doer and with the dreamer. Surround yourself with the dreamer and the doer, the believers and the thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see greatness within you. If you are in a circle and others do not see your greatness, you are in the wrong circle. I'm not trying to break up any relationships. I'm just letting you know that there is greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. There is untapped greatness. And so if people are holding you to the fire of your past, holding you to the fire of their past experiences, holding you to the fire of what those mistakes that you've made of the past, and they're not celebrating the greatness inside of you and helping to ignite and to draw that out, not trying to break up relationships, but you may want to evaluate the circles that you are in. Because that individual or those individuals, that they speak those words that become a deposit in your emotional bank account, causing and planting seeds of doubt, those seeds of doubt, once one seed of doubt has been planted, if someone else comes and speaks another negative word of doubt, guess what just happened? That seed has just been watered. Now that water begins to nurture that seed. So this is why, because of the power of words, and I wrote a very powerful, what I believe is a very powerful piece. It's on my website under my empowerment page on the power of words. You may want to connect with that. That really speaks to that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I speak about how, you know, I used to hear growing up, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names hurt me. And I found that the greatest hurts that individuals have experienced, not from the sticks and stones, now granted, I'm not minimizing, yes, you can definitely get hurt badly from sticks and stones. But the thing about it is broken bones heal, but those words take root in our emotional bank account, and many are hindered today from words that were spoken when they were a little child. Many heard words that were spoken when they were 8 years old, and they're now 40 and 50 and 60 years old, and those words are still hindering them. So there is great power in words. And that's why I'm saying to you as your coach that is currently in session that you have to evaluate who is in your circle, because we have to learn to break the insanity, as one would say. Insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. So if you have the same people speaking death to your vision over and over again, you have to make a decision to break that insanity. If you are really committed to fighting to achieve your dreams and to live out your vision, sometimes that negative self-talk comes from us. We have to then, in turn, increase our value, as we spoke earlier about not discounting our value, like Louis Vuitton, never goes on sale, doesn't discount the brand. Many of us discount our brand to be accepted by others, for others to like us. We diminish who we believe that we are because we're fighting to be accepted. We want others to be okay with who we are. And so we don't allow our fullness of power to release and come forth. You know, I think about when I say that, I think about, for example, I remember hearing Patti LaBelle forever ago say that when she first started singing, they would tell her, don't sing with such power, because people were intimidated by the power of her gift. No, bring that full Patti F. Whatever that is, bring your fullness. And if people cannot accept that, then they're probably not the right people to be in your circle, because they are minimizing the greatness in you if they don't celebrate that and they're constantly trying to diminish your power. You know, I heard a motivational speaker on leadership John Maxwell. He was giving this story. And again, our phone lines are open. If you want to interact, I know many of you are just kind of soaking in, getting your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. But I do encourage you, engage, interact. This is a safe comment. Ask a question. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, our programming is open at this time, and we love the interaction. And I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to interact. It just takes one to break the ice, and then others will say, oh, okay, I can do it too. So press 1 on your telephone keypad, or if you're on your electronic device, you need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You know, it's so cute because I'll often have people say, oh, I was about to ask a question, and then you went off the air. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't move too slow. Now is the time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. You know you have a burning question or comment. You know it's burning. Get your little finger to press 1, engage, interact. It's a safe space. But going back to, and just wanted to remind you that the lines are open now on Motivational Mondays as we're talking about who's in your circle and the power of the right circle, having the right people around you. At this time, we're talking about your greatness and not allowing to diminish your greatness. We've already established the significance of having the dreamers in our lives, of having the doers in our lives. We've established the significance of not only having the dreamers and the doers, but the believers, the right believers around you, the thinkers. The thinkers are so key, and you've got to have a balance of all of these, and you may find that one person serves two areas. You may have 4 people. You may have several people that help to bring this potpourri pot of what you need, but whatever it is, you want to consciously make sure that you have these individuals in your circle of influence. As I was sharing, back to John Maxwell. So John Maxwell teaches on leadership, has written, I don't know, over 60 books. He was sharing, I had the opportunity to do a live call with John Maxwell. And he shared this story on leadership and how it makes others feel uncomfortable. And I'm connecting this with your greatness because remember, we said this whole basis for what we're talking about today is that you want to surround yourself with the dreamers, the doers, the believers, the thinkers, but most of all, you want to surround yourself with those who see your greatness, those that are not afraid of your greatness, those that celebrate your greatness, those that will support and continuously helping you to draw out greater levels of greatness. Those are the individuals that you want to have in, quote-unquote, your winner circle of life. And so John Maxwell, back to John Maxwell again, and leadership, shares this story about and gives this illustration about lobsters in a tank, lobsters in an aquarium. And he shares this story, and he says that the lobsters are all fine as long as everybody's crawling around the bottom. But something happens when one lobster fights to try to get out of this herd at the bottom. This one lobster starts to reach up and tries to crawl out of the aquarium. And what happens is that, and I just thought, wow, how profound and wise this is, this illustration, because this happens in many of our lives, but we don't see it, we don't recognize it. And it connects with what we're talking today, and that's why I'm sharing this story with you, that when that little lobster starts to try to crawl out of the aquarium, other lobsters start to pull them back down. And why do they do that? Because it makes them feel uncomfortable. It's not comfortable to see somebody else start to crawl out. Now, does that mean I have to try to crawl out? So let me pull you back down. And that's what happens when people are not able to embrace your greatness and celebrate that, just as you should be celebrating and embracing their greatness, that it's easier to start to pull somebody down through the negative words. It doesn't happen like the little lobsters where you start to have them pull each other down literally with their little claws. But what happens in life is people will start to speak negative words that now start to have you to shrink down. You're starting to crawl up. And they'll start to speak those negative words that cause you to start to shrink down. And so I want you to know that if you are in circles that individuals are not celebrating your greatness, you need to start looking at repositioning. Locate where you are and start to reposition. If you don't have the dreamers in your life, you want to start to draw dreamers, get where dreamers are, so that you now start to gain the influence of a dreamer. You want to make sure that you have the doers. The doers are key because they are the individuals that get it done. Do you know that it's been stated, and this is very interesting and profound, that the A student, in school, academic achievers, the A students work for the C students, C and D students. The A students work for the C and D students. See, the C and D students were the risk takers. They're the visionaries. They're the dreamers. They're the entrepreneurs. But they have A students for them, the doers, those that can get it done. So you have to have the dreamers, you have to have the doers, you have to have the believers, those that believe in you, believe in your vision, even if it doesn't make sense to them. And it's not going to always make complete sense to them. My journey over the past 10, 12 years has not made sense to many. Some of the decisions that I've made, and some are right decisions, some are wrong decisions, but nevertheless, I stand behind all of the decisions. But it doesn't have to make sense to others, but what I need is those that say, I believe in you. You believe in this, I believe in you, and will support nevertheless. Not to say that they won't give insight or wisdom, but they will not try to pull you down because you're taking a risk and they're not, whatever the case may be. So you have to know that you need the believers, you need the thinkers, those that have the rational minds of thinking through, not overanalyzing. So you don't want the overanalytical individual, because that overanalytical, you can get stuck. I'm an analytical mind. I can get stuck when I tell you that my moving out in the way that I have is really separating me from the analytical mind, because I remember when I was in real estate, wow, the mind was so analytical. I had to dot every I, cross every T before I even stepped out and moved. And the person that I've grown to be that now leaps out by faith is truly someone that I don't recognize sometimes, because I know logically how it should make sense, but I'm on a faith journey and I know that I can't reside in a place of logic and faith, that I have to say goodbye to one or the other. I can't operate based on both zones, because logic is in rebellion to faith. So I can either process things logically, completely, dot every I, try to cross every T, or I can make the decision to say, I'm going to operate and live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So I don't see it in its entirety completely manifested, but yet I step out on faith and I trust. Wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, here hosted on Inspired Media for You. Want to continue the dialogue? Maybe you thought, Coach Adams, I just didn't feel comfortable in speaking live. For those that are socially connected, we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a part of that group, you can add yourself to that group. And if you're not a part of Coach Adams' network, you want to visit my website, coachadams.com, coachadams.com, through my contact page, it'll connect you to my social pathways. You can make further connections in that way. Would love to hear your show thoughts and ideas. We again appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we want to stay connected with you, and we trust that you have truly gotten something that has empowered you on your journey, because Motivational Monday is a part of Coach Adams' full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And so every Monday you can tune in right here to Motivational Mondays on Inspired Media for you. Twice a year, we host a live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. We're now taking pre-interest for our January 2017 event. So if you're interested, you can email. Looking forward to having you engage with us. We have a couple of dynamic guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we're excited about that. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires. I coach, and you win.